531. Pima News at 3, Maloelele, I'm Vamalele Atinu'u. Jeremiah Manele has been elected the new Prime Minister of the Solomon Islands. He defeated former opposition leader Matthew Wale in a vote of 31-18. The announcement by the country's Governor-General Sir David Vunangi came just after midday local time amid high police security in the capital, Honiara. Political analyst Tarsisius Kambutolaka says it's important that peace is maintained given the previous election results in the Solomon sparked violent riots.
I think the big issue is let's hope that, you know, the general public respects the outcome of Parliament's decision today, whoever becomes Prime Minister. We don't want to repeat what happened in 2021 or the previous elections. So let's keep our fingers crossed and hope that that's the case.
Manele replaces Manase Songovare, who had bowed out of the race for PM following the general elections last month. And back home, the independent body, which sets MPs' salaries, has defended its decision to give them a pay rise, saying it brings them in line with comparable jobs. The Remuneration Authority has announced a 10.5% increase, staggered over the next 3 years. It will bring most backbenchers to an annual salary of about $180,000 by the end of the term, up about $20,000. The authority's chair, Jeff Summers, says that is in line with the marketplace. Summers says he does not take notice of the political reaction. He simply follows the law. Pacific beauty shop Panikeke is expanding and opening its third store in the country, this time in West Auckland. Panikeke started selling beauty products at the Otara flea markets in South Auckland in 2016, and nearly 10 years later there are stores in Papatoetoe, Porirua, as well as the online store. Founder and CEO Kiteli Toma says the West Auckland launch has been in the works since before the Wellington store.
We've always had a lot of customers drive all the way from West, even far as Westgate, to see us in South Auckland. So I've chosen Newland because it's right in the middle of Western Central, so very convenient for our Panikeke customers. Very excited. It's nice to bring some of the South Auckland Pacific flavour here to West. And even before opening the shop, we've had a lot of people interested in seeing the best of the Pacific.
The Panikeke Newland store will open on Saturday at 10 a.m. on Rata Street. To sports, Tonga Rugby says hosting their first ever Super Rugby Pacific game this weekend is a positive across many levels. Moana Pacifica will be playing their first home game in Tonga against the Highlanders at Te Uwhaiwa Stadium on Saturday. Tonga Rugby's Interim Chief Executive Officer, Aisea Aholele, says it's a sign of confidence that they can host top matches.
This gives us a real boost for our players and our programs to aspire to be part of the best in the best competitions in the world. It gives us some confidence that we can host these games. It gives us confidence that, you know, our pathways in different levels is very positive.
And that's PMN News at 3 p.m. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmn.co.nz.